You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Eusebius Makaiser.
It is a Wednesday, so let's talk about things that affect us in the world of work. And joining me for this conversation is Audrey Johnson, who's Director of Employment, ENS Africa. Audrey, thank you so much for coming to the studio. We really do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're focusing today on public holidays. What do they mean for you from the point of view of what labor law has to say, not say? I don't know about you, but many of us, myself included, we often have a gray area in our head. Am I entitled to say to the boss, I'm not coming in? It is Freedom Day. It's a public holiday. It is illegal for you to make me work. And I've never quite been sure how assertive I can be with my bosses, because secretly I'm not quite sure what my rights are. And if you have questions and experiences in that regard about public holidays in relation to your employment conditions, give us a call and we'll see whether Audrey can help you out in the next 20 minutes or so. 011-883-0702 in Joburg and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Is there a clear-cut rule on this one? The next public holiday, can I tell my station manager, Audrey told me that I have a right to stay at home?
Yes, Eusebius. So working on public holidays is regular. I meant yes, there is a clear-cut rule. I didn't mean yes, you can tell your boss that. So working on public holidays is regulated in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. The first important thing to realize is that that section of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act doesn't apply to certain categories of employees. Oh. And the main category of employees that it doesn't apply to is employees that earn above a certain earnings threshold that is established by the Minister of Labor from time to time. And currently that threshold is about 205,000 rand per annum, which works out to roughly 17,100 rand per month. So if you earn above 17,100 rand per month, the provisions of the BCA that regulate working on public holidays and overtime and Sundays and all those good things don't even apply to you. And unfortunately, the position is that you are paid enough to work whenever you're required to work. So in that instance, you generally
tell me, Sina, close your ears upstairs.
So then you generally can't say no to your boss. But if you do fall within the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, then there are certain rules. And the first rule is that you can't be required to work on a public holiday unless you agree to it. Generally speaking, you would find that agreement in your employment contract. So it wouldn't be that your boss has to come to you every single time there's a public holiday and ask you to agree, because you've effectively agreed up front. Or in certain industries where there are unions and collective agreements, that agreement may also be provided for in the collective agreement. In the absence of that agreement, obviously your boss would have to ask you to agree to work on a public holiday on each occasion that they want you to do that.
That is so interesting already to me. You've said so much that is already nuanced, because in the world of work, it's obviously invariably the most vulnerable workers who are the lower paid ones who often get their rights trampled on.
Yes.
And funny enough, the ones who get, you know, the high income earners, like my content producers, they are often the ones who can just say, I'm not going to come to work on Freedom Day. And somehow they have the kind of authority within the hierarchy of work to be able to say so. But you will find the person who gets paid less than 17,000 is invariably the person that is expected to be doing all the scaffold work for everyone else.
Yes. Unfortunately, that does seem to be the way of the world. But at least the BCA is there to afford them a level of protection, not only in terms of the requirement that they have to agree to it, but also in terms of the requirement of what they must get paid for working on a public holiday.
Okay.
So with higher earning employees that fall above that threshold, you don't get additional remuneration for working on a public holiday.
You know what I thought you were going to say? I wonder whether this is relevant at all. I thought there was going to be an important distinction between whether you're a permanent employee, a contracted staff member. Is that salient?
Well, the distinction is between whether or not you are actually an employee or an independent contractor. So if you're an independent contractor, you're not an employee, you don't fall within the ambit of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act at all.
How do I know? Will it say so in my contract?
No, it depends on the nature of your relationship. I mean, it will say in your contract, but our law says that our law adopts a substance over form approach. So you might have a contract that's drafted very much like an independent contractor agreement, but there's a whole host of factors that are looked at to determine whether in reality you are an employee.
Yeah.
And it's things like, are you only entitled to work for that entity or can you work for others? Are you dependent on your remuneration, dependent for your remuneration on a particular entity? Do you form part of the organization? Do you work exclusively under the direction, supervision, and control of that entity, or do you work largely independently?
Does it matter the length of service as well or not?
No, length of service doesn't come into account with things like working on a public holiday. Yeah, what
I
does?
I was hoping I can get cockier the longer I stay.
No, unfortunately not. The only thing that might make a difference is if you work fewer than 24 hours in a month for an employer.
Okay.
But then the BCA also doesn't apply to you. Then you fall within that category of employees that earn.
Okay, that makes sense. We've got our first caller. Let's hear what they have to ask you. Put on your headphones for me, Audrey. We have in Lyndhurst, we've got Owen. Owen, thank you so much for calling in. What is your experience and your question?
Morning, Isabel. How are you, sir?
We are very well, thank you. What can we do you for?
Yes, I just want to inquire about the public holidays and the hours that one should work during the week from Monday to Sunday. Or if I should get paid or not paid if I work public holidays,
Okay.
Good question. Very good question. Yeah. Am I entitled to be given extra pay, double, one and a half?
Yes. So if you fall within the ambit of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which means that you earn below that threshold, then you are entitled to be paid double your ordinary remuneration for working on a public holiday. There is a slight nuance in the Act where it says that if it is more, then you are entitled to be paid your ordinary wage for that day plus the remuneration that you earned for working on that day. So if, for example, you land up working more than your normal hours of work on the public holiday, then you must get your daily wage plus for the amount for the number of hours that you work. But the general rule is that if you work on a public holiday, you must get paid double your wage for it. The other important thing to bear in mind is that if you don't work on the public holiday, if a Wednesday, for example, is a public holiday, you're still entitled to be paid for that day even though you don't work on it.
Are these things, in your experience, best sorted out in the individual relationship between the employer and the employee, rather than trying to come up with these overarching rules in labor law that apply to everyone? So I'm thinking, for example, maybe I enjoy working on a public holiday. Maybe I also don't mind being paid. I don't want extra leave days. Someone else might say, I don't want to be paid. I'm happy to come in and work, but I want to accrue a leave day, for example. I mean, that kind of detail.
Yeah. I mean, the nitty-gritty and the practicalities can be sorted out between the employer and the employee, but obviously it has to be sorted out within the ambit of the legislation.
Mm.
So what the BCA does is it sets the minimum, and you can't agree anything that is less favorable than that.
Mm.
The employer is not allowed to agree anything that's less favorable than what is in the BCA.
Mm.
So that's the minimum that it must afford to its employees. On the issue of maybe accruing a day, the Public Holidays Act does say that in an employer and its employees or trade union may agree to swap out days. So they may reach an agreement that the employees will work on the public holidays if it's an ordinary day, and then another day will be treated as the public holiday.
Audrey, what happens when a public holiday is on a Sunday and kind of like spills over? Can the boss say, no, I know that the president thinks that we will somehow make Monday the actual public holiday for purposes of business, but tough luck for you. You must come to work.
There's actually case law dealing with this point, Eusebius, so our Labour Appeal Court has had to consider it.
No, you can take this off now.
Okay.
until we get a caller, yeah.
And what the Labour Appeal Court has said, they had to interpret the Public Holidays Act, which says that every employee must get at least 12 public holidays, which are the proclaimed public holidays in a year. And the court had to look at, does the at least 12 days mean that then only the Sunday or only the Monday is treated as the public holiday?
Yes.
And they interpret it as being the opposite. They said, in fact, both the Sunday and the Monday are then a public holiday. And if you're required to work on either the Sunday or the Monday, both must be treated as a public holiday.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's good news.
Wonderfully
for employees.
Progressive, absolutely.
Yeah.
We need a break from being capitalist slaves. You got a question? Give us a call. We'll take a break here. You are lucky. If you don't call in now, you're going to have to pay her after the show for her professional advice. Audrey Johnson is with us. 011-883-0702. And it's a very particular issue, but let's face it, when you have family commitments, all sorts of things that matter to you, maybe you've fallen ill, loved ones you want to see, it can make a huge difference understanding what it is that you are or are not entitled to when it comes to public holidays, working on them. If there's some sort of contractual dispute you've had in your own workplace, let's see whether we can work through it for you. Cape Town, 021-446-0567.
Eusebius Makaiser on 702 and Cape Talk.
22 minutes after 11 o'clock, we are hanging out with Audrey Johnson, Director of Employment, ENS Africa, and we're talking about public holidays in relation to your work conditions. Have you got questions for her? 011-883-0702 in Johannesburg and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. Rams, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Eusebius, and good morning to Audrey Johnson. My question relates to, for example, a person who is employed as a casual worker, and they are supposed to work on public holidays and on Sundays and so on. But do the labor laws apply to them, even though they have been working there for maybe 10 years? I mean, I've got a practical example of that. My partner, for example.
Mm.
Yeah. How do the labor laws apply to casual workers? And
Rams, just to make it easy for us to be able to help out and to also help other people out listening, to the extent that you're comfortable, sketch for us what happened with your partner. What exactly was the scenario that played out?
Well, she has been working there for about 12 years for the same company, but now she's classified as a casual worker.
Okay.
And she works only on certain days, but that includes public holidays, but she never gets paid double her salary.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's a niggling thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good question. And for someone like that, it can make a massive difference whether you get that extra boost in your salary or not. What are they entitled to? Can we tell just from those facts?
Yes. So as I understand it, by casual worker, you mean someone whose hours of work fluctuates. You know, she doesn't work fixed hours and she doesn't work every day 9 to 5.
Hmm.
But the Basic Conditions of Employment Act would still apply to her, presuming that she earns below the threshold. So she would still be entitled to additional pay for working on a public holiday, notwithstanding that she works flexible hours of work, provided that she works more than 24 hours in a month, which it sounds to me like she certainly does.
Rams, does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that one. Richard, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi. My issue is this. I work as a manager. I earn greater than the threshold. I work overtime as required in my contract by operation requirements. But the company doesn't pay me the overtime. They don't remunerate me in any form or fashion. I don't earn a bonus. And certainly, they struggle to give me the time off. Struggling that is they don't have a will to give me the time off.
Okay, so unfortunately, the news is not good in that if you are a managerial employee and you earn above the threshold, then you can just be expected to work whatever hours are necessary to fulfill your duties without additional remuneration.
Sorry, Richard.
And time off in lieu of?
Well, obviously you're entitled to a certain amount of annual leave, but you're not entitled to take time off because you've worked overtime. But generally speaking, the approach with managerial employees is that they manage their own working hours. So, you know, with senior people often, in most organizations, there is that leeway to determine your own working hours and to take some time off if you've been putting in the extra hours. But it's not regulated by the law, and unfortunately, there's no legal basis for you to approach your employer and say that they have to pay you or they have to give you the time off.
Ask is Richard.
And the 10 hours?
Sorry?
Often I work more than 10 hours a week overtime.
Yes, so that falls within the section of the BCA that deals with overtime and the amount of hours that you can be expected to work as overtime. And unfortunately, again, even that requirement and the restriction on those number of hours only applies to employees that earn below the threshold.
I hope they pay you enough, Richard, to keep you happy.
Okay.
Maybe you need to negotiate for an increase.
Yeah, and maybe we can focus on that in a future edition of the show. It sounds to me like that's the conversation you need to have. What is your productivity? What is your output? And whether or not your overall package speaks to your value add in the company. Joe, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes, I've just got a simple question. If a person that earns 500 rand a day, on a public holiday, if he stays home, he will earn that 500 rand. If he comes to work, he will earn another 500 rand. So he'll earn 1,000 rand if he does work. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So if he stays at home and it's a normal working day, he will get 500 rand. If he comes to work, he'll get 1,000 rand.
Are you an employer, Joe? I'm
beautiful. Yes, that's great. Thanks.
Have you been sticking to the law, or are you only going to behave from now on?
Yes, no. I've been sticking to the law, but I just, you know, it's confusing with this double wage and all this, you know?
Stunning. Thanks for calling in.
It's a double wage, but anyway, thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Lovely. Absolutely. Would that also apply to, let's say, for example, domestic workers?
There is a specific sectoral determination that's been published by the Minister of Labour that regulates the domestic worker sector and provides for certain minimum conditions of employment in that sector. So they're not regulated by the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, because there is a recognition that some sectors require additional protection. So off the top of my head, I can't tell you whether their provisions are aligned, but it would be dealt with in the sectoral determination for domestic workers.
Renee, good morning. Welcome. Hi, Renee. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We are very good, thank you. What is your question?
Thank you for taking my call. And unfortunately, I've just come in on the conversation. But my son worked for a company, and they only got Christmas Day, and I think it was either Easter or, no, not Easter, maybe Easter or New Year's Day, as a public holiday. Otherwise, they work Mondays to Saturdays until 1. And then if they worked on a public holiday, they got overtime, which he was very grateful for. And like, say, on any time, if they brought a car in for alignment, say at 5 minutes before closing time, they would have to stay until it was done, which he was quite happy with. But I just want, these guys are absolutely exhausted, because he had like a Saturday afternoon, by the time he got home would be 3 o'clock, and a Sunday, and yet only 2 public holidays a month. And he was a year, and he was very grateful for the overtime, because he needed it. And they did provide them with lunch and that, which was very kind of them. But is that allowed?
Well,
thank you for your concern for your son. Yeah, I don't know what you might say to that one, Audrey. It sounds like the guy's consenting and even happy for the overtime.
Yes, no, I mean that's the point.
Exhausted,
I was going to make,
happy.
That in terms of our law, if they agreed to work those hours, they've agreed to work on the public holiday, as long as they're getting remunerated, there's nothing unlawful about it. Having said that, obviously, an employer does have an obligation also to take care of the health and safety of their employees and to provide a healthy and safe working environment. So that is also an additional or ancillary obligation on an employer. And an employer must make sure that they're not making employees work to such an extent that it's actually impacting on their health.
Yeah.
But, if the employee hasn't raised a concern and the employee is working and getting paid in accordance with the BCA, then there's nothing unlawful or improper about it.
Squeeze in a quick one. Nora, what is your question?
Yes, I just want to know how come that you are being employed and you are being denied public holidays, even your ordinary leave, you are being denied, and you are employed full-time.
In which job or which sector?
Department of Health, Chief Professional Nurse, Primary Healthcare Department.
Are there specific rules that apply to nurses, public health staff? Are they essential?
I can't say whether there might be specific rules that apply, but Nora, what I would suggest that you do as a starting point is check your employment contract. Check whether you've agreed to work overtime and on public holidays. Because again, if you've agreed to do that up front, and you are, as long as you are being remunerated in accordance with the law, then the fact that you're being required to work wouldn't be improper. Mm-hmm. But if you are refusing to work on a public holiday and you're nevertheless being forced to, then obviously that's a problem if you haven't agreed to it.
You've been enormously helpful, Audrey. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Audrey Johnson, Director of Employment at ENS Africa.